Even at 69 years old, life is still speeding along for Linda Zum. Retired from her banking career, Zum fills her days with yoga, walks with her husband from their Port Moody home, visits with her former colleagues from the International Payments Department at the Bank of Montreal and travel. She does it all while living with a chronic disease. Zum was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 26. Despite generous health benefits from both her own and her husband's employers that continue even in their retirements, Zum estimates managing her disease has cost her about $100,000 to pay for the insulin that keeps her alive, as well as the evolution of technology to deliver it, from hypodermic syringes and little test strips that allow a pocket-sized glucometer to test the levels of sugars in her blood to the computerized pump and continuous glucose monitor she's been wearing on her belt for the past 12 years. Monday, April 22, Zum was exhibited at the constituency office of Port Moody Coquitlam MP Bonita Zarillo for an appearance by the leader of the Federal New Democratic Party Jagmeet Singh. He was there to tout the importance of a national pharmacare plan put together in collaboration with the Federal Liberal Party but could be in peril depending on the results of the next federal election, scheduled to occur by October 20, 2025. Singh said the plan, which was recently affirmed by the governing Liberals in its 2024 budget, means people like Zum living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes won't be out of pocket for the medicine and technology that helps them lead full, active lives and a one-stop shop, to provide that support will reduce the stress and anxiety of navigating the myriad rules and eligibility requirements currently in place to get expenses covered by provincial and private health insurance plans. We want to make sure everyone in our country gets the medicine and devices they need, Singh said, adding the plan also provides free access to women for birth control. Singh said recent statements by the leader of the Federal Progressive Conservative Party, Pierre Poilievre, indicate the new benefit may never come to pass if his party forms the next government. Conservatives want to kill pharmacare, Singh said. Zum said while private insurance has helped ease the financial burden of managing her disease, she empathizes with younger people who don't enjoy such a comfort because they don't have access to private insurance or can't afford it because of precarious employment. Zum said not having to make a choice between paying for insulin or putting groceries in the refrigerator can be life-changing for a lot of people. She said that certainty will benefit everyone, as people living with diabetes will be able to take better control of managing their disease so they're less likely to need treatment for complications. Zum said since getting on a pump that continuously monitors her blood sugar levels and delivers the appropriate amount of insulin to keep them optimal, she's rarely had to go to the hospital's emergency department to treat a dangerous low. Since I've been on the pump, my husband has never had to call 911, she said. We need these devices to lead a healthy, productive life, which is something everyone should have the right to enjoy, added Singh. We invest in people and lift people up, he said.